All right, joining us on KMZU, we have Coach Ernie Haig of the Stover High Boys Basketball Team Class 2. How you doing today, Coach?
I'm doing great, thank you.
And we would just want to appreciate you taking time out of your day and giving us your nominations and getting us an interview from you. So why don't you start with your two Dream Team nominations?
Our two Dream Team nominations, our first one is Carly Nolting. She is a 5'11 senior. Carly averaged a little over 9 points per game and 11 rebounds a game. Carly also passed the 1,000 career rebound mark this year, which is quite an accomplishment.
And if we're, she's a senior this year, and if we're talking about kind of the younger people on our team, and I know you mentioned Mallory Updegrove, do you see Mallory kind of filling in that role that Carly had, or do you have someone else in that place?
I think we have someone else in mind. Carly also helps us handle the ball, and she guards the quicker, more athletic forward post type players that you know step out and shoot threes and more mobile. And Carly's a real mobile, strong, just an athletic, all around athletic kid. She starts goalie on our soccer team, and you know she's a tremendous all around athlete.
So, what about Mrs. Updegrove, and what has she brought to the table statistic wise for you guys?
Well, Mallory is our 6 foot junior post player, and she averaged just about 14 points a game, 9 rebounds, and she averaged over 5 blocks a game and 2 assists. Mallory actually had a 17 block performance
Wow.
in one night and a 15 block performance in one night. She's a real, obviously, real good shot blocker, but just a strong defensive presence. She's also an all-state volleyball player, so of course she's quick off her feet, and it just really helps her timing defensively. And you know, it's nice that she's 6 foot and she's able to also put the ball in the basket and you know let our team in free throw attempts and free throw makes and just a lot of statistical categories.
And so what do you expect from Mallory coming up in this on her senior year, having, you know, being a defensive presence for you guys, but also putting up at least 14 points a game and 9 rebounds? What do you see her improving on, or what kind of advice would you give her going into her senior year?
Well, we're hoping in her senior year that she gets a little physically stronger. You know, she's a thin girl, but she holds her ground and plays well in the post. You know, obviously an individual goal, we'd like to see her get to the 1,000 point barrier, which I think she should make easily. And, you know, she'll have a slimmed outside chance at the 1,000 rebounds, 1,000 points, double. But, you know, just continue the good things she does and become she's also a good passer out of the post. And she's going to need a little help inside with Carly graduating because those are kind of our 1-2 post combination. So, you know, she's going to need our guards to step up and shoot better from the perimeter for her to get more looks. But we look for her to just have another outstanding season.
So if we're looking into the future again and, you know, not including Mallory, what are we looking for in your team? Are you going to be a little younger? Are you going to be experienced? Or how are you looking for next year?
We will have quite a bit of experience. We'll return our starting point guard will be a junior, and Ashley Schroeder, our starting wing, Jensen Bauer, will be a senior, and then we'll have a young lady who will be a junior that played a lot of minutes in the post for us. Eleanor Orkey will probably be one of our starters, and then on the other wing we'll have one of our other two juniors in Aaliyah Mitchell or Maddie Hink. So we're going to have quite a bit of experience. Our bench is going to be very young and probably lack some experience. But other than that, we're real excited about, you know, the potential for next year.
All right, Coach. Well, we wish you the best of luck headed into next year, and we wish Carly Nolting the best of luck in her future endeavors, and we hope that you guys have a good year next year.
Well, we appreciate it. We appreciate all the great things KMZU does for high school sport.
No problem. And that was Coach Ernie Haig of the Stover High Lady Bulldogs Class 2 basketball team joining us on KMZU.